16, page 461, 441. She consented and the play was well given. Then Pretty Girl, Guide, came and the evening was quite a success. This was how Miss Anderson, now Mrs. Wickland, was first brought before the public. When I became very sick, Miss Anderson was with me a great deal. Through her I spoke often to my spirit friends and asked them when I would go to my home in the spirit world. I was told that I could not live much longer, but that it would be some time before I passed to the other side. I was taken sick before Thanksgiving, and on the 5th of February, 1894, I left my earthly body for my spirit body. I went to sleep about 12 o'clock, Saturday night, and passed out Monday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time my daughter sat watching me, and the sun was shining brightly in the room. I felt and knew I was going, and my daughter Carrie saw my soul leaving my body. My spirit children, Alice and Willie, came to my bedside, and my daughter saw them take me away. When there is understanding, there is no death. You only go to sleep in your earthly body and wake up in your spirit body with your friends about you. It is a very pleasant sensation. I was very happy to think I had had such a peaceful transition. I merely went to sleep and woke up in the spirit world, with my relatives and friends around me. But my husband was not there. When I asked, "Why is my husband not here with the rest?" I was told that he had been drawn back to earth life where the children and I were. His home was his attraction. We had not been able to see him there, and he did not know how to speak through a medium, so he had remained in a stupor. I went with my spirit relatives to find my husband, and when we woke him we were both very happy. We went back to my daughter Carrie to tell her that we were reunited, and she saw us clairvoyantly and was very pleased. After that I often came back and talked to my children through Miss Anderson until she married and left Minneapolis for Chicago, but I have retained my interest in Mrs. Wickland and am one of the Mercy Band. Mrs. Wickland's work has grown very much. She has developed and has had a great many experiences. She is doing a noble work for humanity. This work has helped many in earth life, but many, many more on the other side. Everyone who has been converted goes into the Mercy Band as a helper and helps here as well as on the other side. If only there were more on earth who would carry on the work of obsession. Humanity wants to have more knowledge and is looking for the truth. Later on, instruments will be invented through which spirits can speak. Spirit philosophy will come to the front, for the spirit world is helping to bring the truth before humanity. Those who have passed out as children continue their development in the spirit world and often acquire earth experience by contacting mortals as their protectors. One of Mrs. Wickland's guides, Pretty Girl, came to her as a gay, playful child spirit, and has since become a discerning philosopher, with a practical knowledge of the principles that govern life. Experience, March 12, 1924. Spirit, Pretty Girl. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. I was 5 years old when I passed out of earth life and had been 8 years in the spirit world when I was appointed as a controlling spirit to protect Mrs. Wickland, through life, against mischievous spirits. A guide is a teacher, and I am a guide now, but then I was only a control. At that time Mrs. Wickland was often asked to give help and advice to persons who came to her in trouble, and she saved many from suicide by urging them to be more cheerful and to search for the bright side of life instead of the gloomy one. I was sent as control and advisor because I myself had seen the dark side of earth life and could sympathize more fully with persons who were in trouble than could one who had never known sorrow. I was born in London, in the Whitechapel district, on the 21st of August, 1875. My parents were drunkards, and many times when they came home I had to hide, otherwise I would have had a whipping. My father and mother swore at me and called me all kinds of names, and most of the time I was playing on the streets. I had light, curly hair and blue eyes, and passers-by used to pat me on the head and say, "Pretty little girl, pretty girl." Those are the only kind words I remember from my earth life, and I heard "pretty girl" so often I thought that was my name. A neighbor lady was the only person who ever helped me. She was very kind and took care of me. When I was 5 years old, I died. 8 years later, in 1888, I came to be Mrs. Wickland's control because I needed further earth experience and because a youthful spirit brings to a psychic a feeling of youth and strength. It is often asked why mediums usually have children or young people as guides. When a spirit who has lived to an old age on earth acts as guide, through his contact with matter he is a portent to sense his last physical condition, and this often leaves an old and tired feeling with the medium, while children bring a youthful magnetism. For this reason many mediums have children as guides. Then also the children learn earthly conditions and through this experience progress in the spirit world. They do not need to reincarnate because they gain earth experience through contact with mortals. Advanced spirits, say such as Abraham Lincoln, do not need to come to earth for further experience. They do their duty in the spirit world, often helping earthbound spirits and giving lectures on the spirit side of life. If a medium in earth life should happen to be properly tuned in, as a radio, such a lecture may be received and delivered. In such instances the medium often thinks the advanced spirit is his guide. But a spirit like Lincoln is a guide to no one. He does not need to return to control a medium in order to progress. If mediums are in tune, they may receive and repeat lectures given in the spirit world, but they are only receiving instruments and are speaking inspirationally. The first time I controlled Mrs. Wickland, I thought I had come to life again. I acted as a girl of the street, with no knowledge of anything. I was very jolly and boisterous, and the people in the circle told me if I did not behave myself I could not come again. So I tried to behave and do my very best. I wanted to learn so that after a while I could be a teacher, helper and advisor. I went to school on the spirit side of life to learn the lessons of earth, and these lessons I gave many times to persons in earth life. When Mrs. Wickland first developed her mediumship, she also studied theosophy, Christian Science and psychology. She questioned whether, during her trance condition, a spirit was actually speaking, or whether it was her own subconscious mind. Wishing to learn the facts, she took up the study of astrology, and her Dr. Wickland asked me what my birth date, birthplace, general appearance, last sickness and date of death were. Then Mrs. Wickland cast my horoscope, which indicated that a person born on the date given would have light curly hair, blue eyes, and a happy, sunny disposition, which I had. She also found that 5 years after birth this person had Saturn, Uranus and Mars in Taurus, the sign that rules the throat, which indicated death at that time from throat disease. I had died from diphtheria. This proved to Mrs. Wickland that it was not her subconscious mind speaking, for she was much older than I, and she also learned that what I had said previously was true. Everyone in earth life is guided by a spirit. But sometimes an earthbound spirit steps in and takes control, and then there is obsession or possession. Mortals live in the slum of earthbound spirits. Few realize what is on the other side. How many try to learn where they will go after they pass out? The majority, after leaving the body, remain for some time just where they have been during earth life. It makes no difference whether they are intelligent or ignorant, if they have no knowledge of the other side they stay just where they have passed out. Many are in a heavy sleep, or in a coma state following the use of narcotics, and will remain so for some time unless some relative or friend in the spirit world finds them and wakens them, or someone from either side sends a messenger by thought waves to rouse them. Some have hypnotized themselves into a coma condition by a religious belief that they will stay in the grave until the last day, or by thinking that death is the end. There are many with various religious beliefs who do not know they are dead. They go about preaching and singing because they have not found Jesus, and they gather around the churches on earth and continue to sing and pray. There may be persons in the churches who are sensitives, or of nervous temperament. Some of the spirits take control of them and pray and sing until those persons are called insane and sent to asylums. Other spirits exert a bad influence on humanity. They may want revenge and they hypnotize or obsess sensitive persons and influence them to commit murder or suicide. Often a murderer knows nothing about the crime of which he is accused, for the deed was done by a revengeful spirit. What right have the wise men of earth, such as the judges and lawyers, to condemn that person and take his life? The person who is executed goes out of earth life filled with hatred and comes back for revenge, impressing others to kill or commit suicide. The judges and lawyers should ascertain whether the accused person is actually guilty or influenced by some revengeful spirit who has acted through him. Jesus said, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone." Instead of condemning criminals, the judges, the lawyers and the ministers should teach them higher truths and bring out their better nature. If those in prison knew that when they are released people would help them and give them a chance, they would be greatly encouraged to do better. Many call themselves Christians but will not help those in need, as Christ would have done. When an employer learns that a man has been in prison, he will not have anything to do with him. The man cannot get work. Where can he go? Nowhere but back to crime. When we go to the lowest sphere to help, we try to reach the better nature of men and women. We give them object lessons, and when their love and sympathy are won, they become true friends, no matter how low they have been. When those who have lived only for self and for enjoyment reach the spirit side of life, they have to serve others. Serving is progression in the spirit world. Because of their simplicity of life and religion and their knowledge of the laws of nature, the American Indians are seldom bound in spirit after leaving the earth plane, and are often sent, as was Silver Star, Mrs. Wickland's Indian guide, to guard sensitive mortals. Experience, March 12, 1924. Spirit, Silver Star. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Mediums so often have Indians as controls, guides and helpers because Indians have no beliefs or dogmas to overcome when they pass to the spirit world. From early infancy they are taught regarding the Great Spirit and the happy hunting ground. They believe in the Great Spirit of all things, and the medicine man has taught them how to control nature. We Indians are sent to earth to guard mortals because we know the law of protection, and so we are often the doorkeepers to protect mediums from earthbound spirits. The palefaces die from all kinds of diseases, but the Indians do not. There is little sickness among the Indians. They live in nature and they die natural death. So when they come back to control, they bring an influence of strength and health. Indian spirits seldom obsess people. They do not make people crazy because they know the laws governing the control of a mortal. I am a Chippewa Indian and was born near Shell Lake, in 1883. On an Indian reservation, in northern Wisconsin. I was 4.5 years old when I was hurt on the head by a fall and passed to the spirit side of life, and when Mrs. Wickland cast a horoscope for me, she found that death resulting from an injury was shown. I came to Mrs. Wickland in 1893 at Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I am the doorkeeper. When I first controlled Mrs. Wickland, I could only talk the Chippewa language and what English I know I have learned while being in control of Mrs. Wickland. Different persons in the circles have taught me English. Some people think Indians do not know anything because they have not had much schooling, but they have true love for the Great Spirit and a true love for helping others. Of course, there are evil Indians as well as good Indians. But the bad ones are only those who have no understanding of the Great Spirit, and most of their bad habits are acquired from the Pale Faces. Before the Pale Faces came to America, there was no fear among the Indians. The Indians of different tribes fought with each other but were fearless. Then the Pale Faces came and hunted them down like animals. Fear and anger crept into the hearts of the Indians, and then came trouble and war. Many Pale Faces wanted Indian land, and some stole the land from the Indians, and then the Indians got angry and fought. They thought all the Pale Faces were the same, and then came trouble. If the Pale Faces had treated the Indians kindly in the beginning, they would never have had wars with them. Treat an Indian with kindness and he will do much for you. The medicine men are those who study nature's forces and have power over them, and the Indians are often able to make rain. When they pray, they use the higher forces of life. They do not do what the Pale Faces often do, pray with the mouth and only talk. They say little, but dance around in a big circle and concentrate. Sometimes they have a snake dance. They have learned to charm snakes so they will not bite, because the Indians have no fear. If the Pale Faces would overcome fear, they could do wonderful things. In olden times the Pale Faces had no fear, but they were scared by the stories of hell and the devil, and this fear grew so that the people lost control of nature's finer forces. There are no religions in the spirit world, all are brothers and sisters in truth. All are alike in the higher life after they have an understanding of the Great Spirit. Another one of Mrs. Wickland's guiding spirits is Muvilia, an Eskimo, who brings strength and power to the circle. He lived in Greenland and was a traveling lecturer, doctor and entertainer, a medicine man of high order with a profound knowledge of nature. He journeyed among his people as an organizer and a philosopher, accompanied by his wife, a poetess and singer, and his children, who danced symbolical dances. Some of the Eskimo songs, when given through Mrs. Wickland by Muvilia and his wife, have been recognized by an Alaskan traveler as being a part of certain Eskimo ceremonies. These Eskimos do not speak English, but one evening Muvilia brought another Eskimo who acted as interpreter for him and told us something of the Eskimo religion. Experience, May 12, 1921. Spirit, Esivilia Chevilia, speaking for Muvilia and wife psychic, Mrs. Wickland. My name is Esivilia Chevilia, Eskimo, and the ones for whom I talk are Muvilia and his wife. We believe in the Great Spirit of love, wisdom and knowledge, and that we are a part of that Great Spirit, and that when we pray from our hearts we shall receive what we ask for. The medicine man is the one who knows the secret of the universe, the secret of love, the secret of knowledge and the secret of wisdom and truth. It is in that spirit we live, and each tries to do the best he knows how. Sometimes there comes a missionary who thinks we are not Christians and that we do not live right, and does not think we love God, as they call the Great Spirit. We love the Great Spirit of love, the Great Spirit of truth, the Great Spirit, and we worship Him. We do not believe we know. We know the truth and we know that we are a part of that Divine Spirit that is within us, and when we are in contact with that Great Spirit of truth we have much in our hearts. We can understand His meaning of life, His meaning of love for His children here on earth. Some of the missionaries who come to us say that Christ died for our sins. Dear friends, we do not have sins for Christ to die for God is love and power, He is wisdom, knowledge and truth. We are a part of that wonderful being. When we are a part of that wonderful spirit, how could we be full of sin? We could not fall away from Him because we are a part of Him. We live in Him and are a part of Him. We could not get away from Him because He is everywhere. He is the whole universe, the whole love, the whole life of everything. How can anyone think we could believe in such a doctrine that He, the Great Spirit that knows everything, is everywhere, and knows the past, present and future, could, in all His power and greatness, let us go down and down and fall in sin? How could He? The missionary says we must be born in His image, and must believe in Him, that He died for our sins, and if we believe that we will go to heaven when we die. We pray to the wonderful Spirit that you call God. You have dogmas and dogmas, and creeds and beliefs. We put ourselves in rapport with that Great Spirit and we believe in His power. We try to get the power from the Great Spirit for healing and for other purposes. We have help in that power, we have wisdom in that power. The Christians believe and believe that they fall in sin and that somebody must raise them up. If you step outside of the law, you know what will happen. If you put your hand in the fire, you know you have broken the law and must suffer. If you have the belief that you have fallen in sin, you have transgressed the law and you will suffer. We must find the Great Spirit within, not look outside. Find ourselves and we will find Him, for we are a part of that wonderful mind, that wonderful power. Let us all try to get in rapport with Him in His wonderful, wonderful glory. When you are in rapport with the Great Spirit, you will feel happy. You have then learned your lesson and will go on your way and not overstep the law. You will get out of your ignorance. You travel on the pathway of life. If you walk out of the pathway, you may remain as long as you wish, but you must finally get back on the road again. What made you go from the pathway? You overstepped the law of nature. You finally get so weary of breaking the laws of nature that you will ask, "What am I here for, and where am I going?" Then you will find you are a truth seeker, you will knock and the door will be opened. You will look within, instead of, as before, without. You have been living in the material with all its dogmas, here one, here another. And then there is so much condemning. You are all Christians, and yet you condemn and fight each other, and you have so much turmoil. This condition will continue until you ask yourself, "What is it all about?" Then you will try to find out. When you seek for things from your heart, you will find. Ask God to reveal Himself to you. Ask God to manifest Himself in your heart before you leave the broad road of experience for the narrow road of reason. When you get on the narrow road, you will feel happy and contented, and you come into the glory of the infinite. There all is beautiful. There is no selfishness. The narrow road is only for love, kindness, knowledge and wisdom of God. The Christians look for God outside, we look for God within ourselves. Within ourselves we look for the Great Spirit. We do not have so many creeds and dogmas, and so many religious speculations. We do not have to speculate, for we know. One gets the truth one way, one another, and so they go, all divided, nothing definite. People must change, for they have had enough of dogmas. Let them get more of the wisdom of God, on the narrow road of reason, and find themselves. When they have found themselves, they will have no sorrow and no unhappiness, because they will be happy with the love of God. When they love God, they will love others, for they cannot keep it to themselves. You want your friends to love God with you. You want them to see the glory of God. We never saw such a thing as you Christians call the devil, we call it selfishness and ignorance. Find yourself now. If you do not, you will have to stop here, there and everywhere. When you have that beautiful knowledge, all is happiness. You must experience this feeling within yourself before you can teach it to others. This is the religion of the Eskimos. I was a medicine man on earth, and I was also a teacher. Eskimo Muvilia was the one that came to me and wanted me to say to you what he wishes to say. I have only repeated what he told me to say. We have no wars. We try to live as near nature and the Great Spirit as we can. We are not a pretty people, and we do not have so much changing as you do in dress. We have our beauty within us. Prettiness is only skin deep, so we do not care. The Christian has to be awakened through suffering and trouble. Then you begin to look for what is called the truth. You think that Jesus died for your sins. He could not, and he did not. The sins that are committed now are many more than when he was on earth. Many things have been discovered that were not known then, so how could he die for something that was not known? I think that is very strange. God made us and he knew. When you find God within yourself, you cannot do wrong. You sing and are happy, and happiness is something we all want. We had one man come to us and preach. He took away with him one of the best men we had and tried to bring him up with your Christians. He returned to us a ruined man, full of diseases. We do not have such diseases, because we live up to the highest laws of nature. He came back and told us how you, who call yourselves Christians, live. We all felt so horrified to know that the Christians were so diseased in mind and body. That is what the Christians did for our fellow Eskimo. So I felt that I wanted to come and tell you of our religion. Let all in this little circle find themselves and God, because you and God are one. Here is a big light, say a candle, which stands in the center. Around it are smaller candles, but they are all a part of the same material as the larger candle. You take the smaller candles and light them from the big one, then you have the spark of life. Can you then understand what is meant by being a spark of God? When you die, as the Christians call it, you only blow out the candle. The tallow has gone back to the elements. Find God within you, then you have power, strength and love, and are learning to get wisdom. Then you have learned to get strength and conquer material, to conquer sorrow and sickness. You cannot be sick, for you have the light of understanding, and the more understanding you have, the more strength you have. All of you here are a part of that universal light, and you must all have that light from the candle. Do not worship the candle, but worship the light of understanding and God. Do not let anyone come in your way and make you think you cannot reach God. The Christians do not truly understand God. They must have somebody to talk for them, their Savior, as they call him. They worship Christ. Christ is truth, and when you find truth, that is Christ. Worship God. When you understand how to worship God, you will have strength and power, and success will be yours. We say, find God within your heart and all else will come to you. We do not believe, we know. Have the true knowledge of God in your heart and you will be happy. Good night. From the time Mrs. Wickland first developed as a psychic, she has been especially under the protection of the Spirit. Doc Trout, who has fostered this obsession work and urged us to bring it before the public. He has come often to speak with encouragement and to lecture to invisible, as well as visible, audiences on the higher philosophy of life. Experience, December 24, 1919. Spirit, Dr. Root, Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. As we are gathered together in this little hall, I wish you could open your psychic eyes to see the many spirits who have come here for an understanding of the life hereafter. There has never been real happiness on earth, and there will not be so long as people are kept in ignorance of the truth of religion. In all times there have been many different kinds of religion, and always there has been selfishness. You now live in the 20th century, and since this is an enlightened age, why should not people be more intelligent and know more about the world here and the world beyond? People worship the golden calf more than they worship God. The churches are falling to pieces because they cannot make people believe as they used to in olden times. People now want knowledge, not belief. And if the churches would teach true religion, people would be better. Many ministers know in their hearts that people do not believe the old stories. It is the golden calf again. They worship money and they stand in the pulpit and talk against their better nature. Someday this world will conquer selfishness, but I am sorry to say that at present most of the people are insane regarding money making. They seem not to be able to get money enough. There is little honor, only money, money. There is little sympathy, all want only what they can get from others through money-making schemes. In time this money scheme will fall to pieces. We should study the other side of life as well as this, when we are on earth. If you want to become a minister, doctor, lawyer or lecturer, you have to study to acquire knowledge. Why should we not study ourselves? It is very important that all on earth should know where they are going after passing out of the physical, for they will then go to the right place and will not stay in the homes they have left. Without this knowledge, many do not realize they are dead and they remain in their earthly homes. Someone of the family may be sensitive and may become obsessed. Then the doctors will declare that person insane and send him to the asylum, for there is no pity for one who is controlled by earthbound spirits. People should be taught the truth, then, when they pass out, they will look for the spirit world and a happy place beyond instead of a fictitious heaven. Heaven or hell is only a condition within yourself, and heaven must be found within before you can be happy in the spirit world. Some say, what is the spirit world? The spirit world is a counterpart of this with only one exception. Here you are thrown together with every sort of person, while you cannot go anywhere unless you have understanding of where you are going. The spirit side of life is like a school. You progress by degrees. There is no belief. You learn where you belong and where you are going. It takes time to understand, but there is plenty of time in eternity to study and learn. The time is not far distant when people will open their eyes and see, and the churches will have circles and try to understand life. This is Dr. Root. I wish you all happiness and success in your work. Good night. Experience, March 23, 1921. Spirit, Dr. Root, Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. I am glad I can be with you tonight to tell you of the beautiful conditions we have on the spirit side. The greater number think that when death comes they will go to a certain place and stay there until the last of this earth. The last day is every day that you throw away selfishness and ignorance. That is death. Life is love and wisdom. Let us die daily to our ignorance and selfishness. Let us awaken to the truth and an understanding of God who has given us that truth, and who has sent forth his messengers to tell us what life is on the other side.